This is a call for Philly Organic Listing.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Melanie Fox. I'm calling with my mother, Joanne Hart. We are looking to switch agencies.
Okay. What county is your mom in?
We're in Bucks County.
Okay. How many hours does she get?
37.
37?
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Melanie, do you split your time with someone else or you do all the hours?
I do all the hours.
Okay. And what's your mom's date of birth?
3/21/55.
Oh, she has a birthday coming up soon.
Yep.
All right. And home address, Miss Melanie.
181 Robbins, Robbins Avenue, apartment C-4.
C as in cat.
Redhorn, PA. C as in cat.
Okay. You said Redhorn?
Sure the dash, but no, Langhorn.
Longhorn.
Lang. L-A-N-G-H-O-R-N-E.
Sorry. Okay. PA.
It's
and
okay.
The code?
19047.
And you said to put a dash between C and 4, correct?
Yes, because if you send it, if you don't include the dash, it'll go to a different apartment.
Got it. And a good number to reach, Miss Joanne.
267-945-2586.
And do you have her service coordinator's information so we can call them and get this started, this request started for you?
Well, before we do all that, are you affiliated with Keystone?
Yeah, we take Keystone Insurance. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And how much do you pay an hour?
So you're going to get paid every Friday. What are you currently making? Because right now we offer the highest rate in the county. It's based on county and how many hours. So what are you getting
okay.
now so we can match that and offer you something higher?
I'm making $15.50 an hour.
$15 for 37 hours in Bucks County. Let me just check real quick. I can offer you $16.50.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay. Yay.
All right. And I'm also
I'm lucky you so far.
Yeah. And I'm also going to give you a $200 transfer bonus. All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now,
have you ever been?
Miss Melanie, what's a good number to reach you?
267-945-2586.
Is it going to be the same one as for your mom as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, we have a home number if you want it, but
I need it. Yeah, I need a number to reach her.
Okay, that's not a problem. 267-560.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
5175.
Got it.
But just so you know, that's a landline, not a
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a cell phone.
Home number. Yep, I got it.
Okay.
And service coordinator's info?
Lord forgive me, I have a hard time pronouncing her name. Jania Bridges?
One second.
C-H-A.
Wait. You said C-H-A?
Yeah. N-E-A. Bridges.
Okay, and a good number to reach her. If you don't have it, it's okay, because I'm going to find it anywhere in the system. It just helps if you have it, because they usually give the patient the direct numbers. Okay, take your time then.
267.
267.
666.
666.
7972.
7972. Let me see if someone's available on my end. So they could further you along in the process and send you your hiring application. In the meantime, I want you to clock in and out with your agency, the one you're currently with, as normal, so there's no lapse in services for your mom and no lapse in pay for you until we take over completely. The service coordinator is going to be confirming this information. They're going to be calling us to accept you as a participant, and in the meantime, we're going to be hiring you, sending you the hiring application, registering you, and getting you ready for payroll. All right?
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second so I can see if someone can further you along. 1 second.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay? Please hold.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Now, here's a company that will love you. Not one of them has asked me how I like having you as my caregiver.
Well, I've been doing this for 25 years. If you didn't like me doing it, I think by now you would have changed me.
You got that right. Okay. So good. As long as they know that. I want them to appreciate you as much as I do. You have no idea how much I appreciate what you do for me.
A dollar more an hour, that's not, yeah, I'm happy.
It's still a dollar more an hour. It's not a dollar less.
And I'm sure there's a, I wanted to ask if there's, a, you know, benefits of, you know, what benefits.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't answer that question.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to. I got just, I heard 1650 started dancing.
Uh-huh.
Right now, that's the part that I care about. I mean, I've been doing this for a really long time, so it's...
It's time that you got better money.
Yeah.
Because you're really worth more than $20 an hour. And not because you're my daughter. Because you know me. I don't show nepotism.
I know that. And nepotism is for the weak. I wouldn't want that.
Miss Melanie, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, or no E?
No, yes. There's an E.
There is any. Okay. And heart, H-E-A-R-T, like the organ, or H-A-R-T?
H-A-R-T.
Heart, like Kevin Hart, H-A-R-T.
Got it. Okay, I'm going to be transferring this call to Ms. Dina. She's going to further you along, okay? It's been a pleasure assisting you. You call me if you need me. You have all my information, right?
Call me.
Write it down, Ms. Melanie.
I think so.
Yeah, write it down just so you make sure you have it.
Hold on 1 second.
I
do have a quick question for you, though. Are there other benefits?
If you work through, we offer AFLIC. They have different policies. Depending on your needs, you choose the ones you want. You're going to get paid every Friday, once a week. If your mom's hours increase to more than 40 hours a week, you're going to get paid time and a half. If you work through holidays, you also get time and a half, okay?
Oh, okay. Okay, so your info is?
So it's Family First Care. It's going to be the home care agency that's going to be hiring you and assisting Ms. Joanne onto new services. And my number is 267-551-7410.
Okay.
267-551-7410. You got it.
Okay.
All right. Please hold while I get you Ms. Dina on the line, okay? Please hold.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Yes, hi. My name is Melanie Fox. I'm calling with my mother, Joanne Hart. We're looking to switch agencies.
Yes, you were just transferred from Jasmine, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm an intake coordinator, which means I'll be assisting you guys until you're ready to start, okay? So,
okay.
Yep, I just wanted to tell you the process quickly. There are two steps that need to happen to transfer, okay? Step number one is for the caregiver. Is that you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Yes. All right, so, yeah, you would need to complete a list of hiring requirements to start getting paid with us, okay? So I'll have those texted over now while we're on the phone. They can all be done online. You don't have to go in person for any of it. And yeah, it should be pretty self-explanatory, but if you have any questions, you can respond back to the text or call, okay? That number.
Okay.
Now, the second thing is for the insurance to send us an authorization that allows us to service, okay? Now, do you guys have a specific date that you're looking to start?
This Monday.
This Monday. All right. So that's doable. As long as all your paperwork is in by then, we'll reach out to the insurance to see what they can do to have us all set up for then. The service coordinator is going to need to speak with your mother about just to confirm the transfer. So you'll be hearing from her. Or if you have her number, you can call her directly. Okay? And, yeah, that's basically it. Do you have any questions for me?
Do you need my email for anything or just my cell phone number?
So for now, your cell phone's okay. I sent everything to your cell phone, and when you're filling out the application, you'll put in your email, so we'll get it there.
Okay. Okay, here it is. Okay.
Okay. I can, if you want, I can email you the requirements if that's easier for you.
No, this is okay. I'm sure I'll be able to, hopefully, you know.
Yeah, you can send it to yourself, maybe. All right, so also, just so you know, you'll be working with two people to get started. Monica is in charge of the onboarding requirements for you, and I'll be helping out mainly with the authorization for the insurance. So if you look in the beginning of the text, it should say, hi, this is Monica, because it's her number, okay?
Okay, it says here that you need two IDs.
Mm-hmm.
State ID, what's DL?
A driver's license, or if you don't have any of those, you can also send a passport, a birth certificate, any legal ID is okay.
Okay, so I have a state ID and I have a social.
Yep,
is that
those
okay?
Are fine. Yep, that's fine. Okay.
Okay.
And, yeah, and then we would need a two-year proof of residency. So that's any document that has your name and address from 2 years ago or earlier. So that can be, I gave some examples there, but it can be an expired ID, a pay stub, a bank statement, any sort of invoice that proves that you lived in PA.
No problem.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I can do that.
Okay.
I just got a new lease, so is that fine?
Yeah, if it's dated from 2023.
Oh, okay. So,
Yes.
I'm trying to
check if you have any old IDs or any, you can even ask your bank for an old statement or an old job for a statement, for a pay stub. If you can't find it.
Okay, because I have W-2s.
Yep, that should be fine.
I believe.
Double check it has your address, and that we can accept that, yeah.
Okay, so it has to be from 2023.
Yeah, 2023 or before. You can send it, and we'll let you know whether or not we can approve it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All
any
right.
More questions?
So I just got to do, click on all these links and fill them out?
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No problem. We'll be in touch. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.